Bez Hashem, continue Shari Tshuva Shar Beis Ois Dalid, discussing the benefits of Yisurim, a suffering. Sounds contradictory. What kind of benefit can a person have when he suffers? Suffers mean pain. Pain is not comfortable. Who wants pain? The Medrash Tehillim tells us that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, "Kol zman sha'adam shori b'shalva." The person is in a state of tranquility. Everything's Baruch Hashem, working out great. Kol zman sha'adam shori b'shalva, ein miskaper loy. What does it mean? Ein miskapeloi me avoinois of klum. None of his averus will be atoned for. And the understanding is that when a person has adversity, he will get a kapara. When a person has difficulty, this is his kapara. Va'idei ha'yisurin hu misratz la'mokon. And even more so, that through these yisurim that take place, he is misratze. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're accepting my patch? You're coming back to me? I'm taking away your averus. Because the point of the suffering, explains Rabbi Yoina, is to wake up the person. And the goal was accomplished. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki es asher yehav Hashem yechiyach. Once again, it sounds ridiculous at first. The one who Hashem loves, He chastises, He punishes, He rebukes. It should be the one Hashem loves. He lets it go. Turns the page. Ki es asher yehav Hashem yechiyach uch'ov es ben yirtze. What does it mean, uch'ov es ben yirtze? Like a father, when he admonishes his son, and then the father accepts and brings back the son. Perush ke'oves ben yirtze, ken yirtze Hashem es asher hoichiach v'kibel musroi. Hashem will accept a person who he gave taychacha to, who he brought yisurim to, and the person says, Hashem, I understand what you're telling me. I understand why these tzaros are happening. I'm going to be mechazik my shmiras ha-mitzvahs. I'm going to mechazik my study in Hilchus Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the mitzvahs of the highest madrega. A person's week should revolve around Shabbos, as we see from the Gemara and Beya. You have something good, I'm going to put it aside for Shabbos. That's one approach. Or you have something good, you say, you know what? I'm going to get something even better for Shabbos. But Shabbos is the goal. Shabbos is the focus. Ben Yoin is telling us that when a person accepts the message from Hashem and improves his ways, Hashem says, okay, end of suffering. We accomplished our goal. Come back. I want to give you a hug now. I want to give you a kiss. There's another pshat. And with this second pshat, we can answer a very difficult question. And the question of tzaddik v'raloi, v'rosh v'toivloi. Now the tzaddik, you see, the tzaddik, oh, he's got so much suffering. Why is it? Why is that person? That Russia Seems like he's got everything good in the world. Says Ben Yoina, Chov Yochiach es Ben Asher Yirtze Boy. Ve'enoy Moichiach es Abonim Shu Noyesh Mihem. Ve'yidea Shlo Yoilim Hatoichochus. Ben Yoina tells us that the father will give Toichocha, the Yisurim will come, the suffering will befall the child, that the father knows will take this lesson to heart and improve his ways. But the son in the Medrash that we're discussing here, the child that will not pay attention, the father says, you're like the Nachash. I give you the credit card unlimited. I have really nothing to do with you. I'm sorry. I know you're not going to improve. So I'm throwing you all the wealth in the world. You know why? Because when people are very wealthy, unfortunately, sometimes they become very arrogant. And they feel it's all their success is due to them. And they forget about the one above. They forget about everything comes from the one above. And Hashem says, I'll be very happy if you forget about me, because I forgot about you also. And that's with the Russia. And that's why it looks like he's having the time of his life living up this world. And he might be. But what is he going to have to show for it? He's not an investor. The Russia is not an investor. Because the tzaddik knows he's investing in Olam Haba. The Russia, he thinks he knows everything. He looks at this poor tzaddik and he says, what do you have to show for all your righteousness? Look at you. Look at all the suffering you go through. Now with this beautiful explanation, we know it's pumfa keret, the total opposite. We're living in the Olam HaChoshech. Amad Shikra, it's a fake world. It's all with darkness. It's the total opposite. That the person who's going through the suffering, he's an investor. He's investing. And he has all these riches for Olam Haba. He might have here as well, but also for Olam Haba. But by the Russia, he's got no investments for the world to come. Tremendous chizik from Rabbeinu Yoina here, and explaining how we can apply the tzaddik, the raloi, and the Russia, the tzaddik.